Welcome to iBloom Radio, the show to reach out, to encourage, and to empower others to step into their divine purpose, to share the love of God, and see you bloom into what God has called you to be. Again, welcome to iBloom Radio. And now, here is your host, Ladima Burns.
Welcome back to iBloom Radio, blooming up people right here on iBloom Radio. I am your host, Ladima Burns, author, speaker, spiritual life coach, visionary, and CEO and founder of the iBloom. It is my passion to reach out to encourage and empower others to know that there is healing and hope in spite of your brokenness or anything that you have been through. As a wife and mother of two, our family and spiritual strength within our home is very important to me. I set out to help churches within the communities to impact worldwide. It's my divine purpose to share the love of God, to see you bloom into what God has called you to be while sharing them with the world. And iBloom Radio is a part of the iBloom movement to give God, people, the platform to share what God is doing within their lives, ministry, and business, to give you, the listeners, encouragement, empowerment, to bring you hope and healing, and help you see God's divine purpose in your own life. As a self-published author of my book, Beauty for Ashes, I share my story, how through molestation, broken family, drug addiction, my own broken marriage, and I died 3 times with me holding on with a 1% chance to live and days away from being pulled off the glass door, how Jesus came, took me and shook me, and raised me up on the 3rd day, totally healed my body and gave me new blood. Through all the brokenness of life, God was with me, giving me beauty for the ashes. I just want to praise God and thank Him tonight, for He is so worthy to be praised, and a new day, a new week, and well, it was Pastor Michelle Edelman's week to share her message on iBloom Radio, and I hope that it blessed you. If not, you can always go back to the archives and listen to that show, any of the shows, go back. I'm not even going to try it. I'm a little bit tired today. I did start a new adventure. God opened up a door for me and my daughter to start a summer job. And it's been 7 years since I actually worked a job outside of the house. And my body is readjusting to it, scheduling and everything. And I'm just blessed because come to find out, it's a flower job, a seasonal job. And I did this 7 years ago with my son. And I was praying, Lord, open up a job. Open up an opportunity for my daughter to find work, a job that she likes, that she enjoys. And here God had this woman of God from my church. And I did not even realize that she even went to my church. But this calls me. Well, she locates me on Facebook because it's been so our company at Home Depot that I worked for, one printing on, she was the annual flower company. Pulled up me on Facebook, and just so you know, when you're on Facebook, you have that inbox. A lot of your inbox messages are other. And you can see all these different people that reached out to you that are not your friends, that you don't really touch notifications that they've and I just so happened to look in there and I've seen her message, and when she shared that with me, I just started praising and thanking God for opening up what my son and me did when he was a junior 7 years ago, and me and my daughter are doing, and she's a junior this year, so and how He does things in our lives, and you just gotta be recognize it and know that you know it's all about God's perfect will and His perfect timing for your life. And so I'm trying to adjust to the schedule and everything, but God is so good. He even opened up another job for me. Because it's very key for watch, because I was sharing with our guest tonight before the show in the green room, God has been helping me for the last 2 years to be a good steward with my finances and my time and get out of debt. And earlier this month, she even had one of God is trying to get a message to His people about finances, about budgeting, about being a good steward, because little, God will give you so much more. But you have to first be a good steward with what He gives you before He will open up and give you more and trust you even more, finances and responsibilities and just all that. Can I do? Hello?
Okay, hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Sorry about that. Was I cutting out?
Yes. Yes, but now
I can hear you. That was the other thing. I was telling her that we're clouding up here in northern Indiana, and we have so much rain up here. I'm telling you why. All the rain that we've had. Down in Orlando, we're having a drought. And finally, just got some rain today. But it's clouded up, and I live in the middle of the cornfield here in northern Indiana. Sometimes, I would love for you to share with the listeners a little bit about yourself, what it is that you do, what is it that, how God really just uses you to impact and touch the lives that He places before you.
Well, first of all, Adima, I just want to just truly thank you from the very depth of my soul just for allowing me to be on your platform to share with your people. This is an honor that I do not take lightly, because anytime someone allows me to enter their world and share in their world, it's a blessing and an honor for me, and I'm so thankful that you've allowed this opportunity for me to be here and to share with your listeners. My name is Deidre Benson, and I am the Business Mom Coach, and I came up with that name because as I was going through my certification to be a life coach, one of the things we had to do was to figure out our niche, and I could not figure out for the life of me what I wanted to do, because like just everybody else, you know, our whole thing is we want to help everybody, but as you know, you have to kind of pick and choose or at least narrow down your market. So as I was deciding what I wanted to be or who my target market was, I read this article that said, if you can't find your niche, make your life your niche. And so I realized what was the one thing I knew. It was being a mom. I am the mom of four children. The oldest is 25, and I have 10-year-old triplets, two girls and a boy are the triplets. So, yes, I do have 10-year-old triplets. And so it's, you know, the thing was, what do I know more than anything? And it's being a mom. I've been a mom for over 25 years. And I've also run some type of business for over 20 years. So I put the two together, and I came up with being the business mom coach, because and I had to put mom in there because that is the priority in my life. When everything else is said and done, I will always be a mom. And so that was very important to me that I stressed that. I did not want to downplay that in any way. So I am the business mom coach. The name of my business is very unique, and that's V-A-R-Y, unique. And, you know, I've been questioned a lot about why is it spelled that way. Well, V-A-R-Y means differentiating, various. V-E-R-Y means magnitude. And so several years ago, I went through an extremely personal, trying time where I was trying to please everybody. The more I tried to please people, the more I got thrown under the bus. And the more my feelings got hurt, the more I'm left crying. And so finally one night, after 3 nights of crying myself to sleep, because I was an extremely private person and I wouldn't confide in anybody, I was too ashamed, God finally spoke to me and said, little girl, you're miserable because you're not being who I created you to be. I created you to be very unique. I didn't create you to please all these people. So in listening to the introduction, of when you started. It just sent chills down my spine because in your opening log, it says, be who God has called you to be. And that is what my tagline is you are divinely designed with purpose in mind. And you also mentioned that in your opening talk was God's divine purpose for your life. So what I do and what Very Unique is all about, it's about helping you to be the person that God created you to be, because that's where your blessings come from. When you start trying to compete with other people, when you start trying to model your life after other people, you run into a comparison syndrome and you're not being who he created you to be. Your blessings come from embracing the uniqueness, the individuality, the person that you were created to be with your unique gifts and your talents. That's where your blessings come from. So what I do and what Very Unique is all about, it's about helping women be who they were created to be. In today's world, we're so busy trying to be like this person, model that person, be who your parents want you to be who your teacher wants you to be who your spouse wants to be. You're losing yourself in your identity, and that's not what God wants. He wants you to embrace everything that he gave you, because that's when you glorify him, that's when you uplift him, that's when he is proud of you to say, look, this is my child. I created you in the image in which I would have you to be. So that's what Very Unique is all about. It's about helping you to be who God created you to be.
Amen. And, you know, that is just it. We're all uniquely designed. And there's, you know, just like when I was trying to, that is so, with me, he's comical. Because, you know, I'm just that type of person, is he knows that I get very worked up and easily uptight about stuff. So a lot of times he kind of jokes around with me and kind of lightens the mood up and everything. So when I was trying to fumble and say the word that I was trying to say and it wasn't coming out of my mouth, you know, this, when God told me, I laughed because I thought, okay, you're really funny now, because, you know, I have problems with pronouncing. I have, and a lot of people, you know, I've shared it on the show before, and I'm not ashamed. I used to be ashamed. I used to feel so unworthy and just so humiliated, but, you know, I was a high school dropout at the age of 16. English was not my thing whatsoever. I can't hardly read or write, but, you know, this is who God called me to be, and I have to all the glory, because everything that I do is through the power of his grace that I'm able to even do any of this, because it's not underneath me and what I can do, because I can't do it. So I have to be who God created and designed me to be, and that's wonderfully made, he said. Wonderfully made. There is no, you know, there is no flaw in you, because I made you. I created you. And to be... not to be who he created me to be would be almost, would be, you know, like a slap in his face and saying
absolutely
that you didn't do a good enough job when you created me. If I want to try to be somebody else and not be who God needs me to be, you know, he needs me to be who I am. And it's not even about me. It's about the other people that he's going to use me to reach that are in the same situation and feeling the same way that I used to feel, and insecure and feeling, you know, judged and just ashamed and everything. So that's why God needs us to stay and step in our shoes and be who exactly who he has called us to be. But I want to go to a quick break. And our sponsors in, and then when we come back, then you're going to, you know, share a little bit more insight and depth of why God has called you to do and be who exactly who he's called you to be. So listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
God has chosen you for greatness. Accept his decision. Renowned author, speaker, and entrepreneur Andrea M. Smith, along with Restore Such Ministries, has been touching the lives of hundreds of women everywhere with a message of hope, faith, and encouragement. Through her first published renowned work, Restore Such a Woman, she has done so, and continues with her new book, The Process Matters, coming soon. Get your copy today at Amazon.com and book Andrea M. Smith by going to the website www.restoresuchministries.org or call 1-800-628-8791. That's 1-800-628-8791. Let your healing begin today and give yourself the permission to succeed.
Are you ready to know God in a new and more personal way? There's a church experience waiting just for you. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-based ministry that connects with God through His Word, prepares disciples to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and then releases them to be the light in a sometimes dark world. Come fellowship with us and receive life-giving power as we connect, prepare, and release. Follow us on Facebook at Fountain of Living Waters Church and join us for service at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Remember, once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again.
Have you ever felt like you used the mask of worrying while waiting for God? Do you want to stop wearing that mask of worrying and truly focus more on God while unleashing the supernatural abilities you possess? Then tune in every first and third Sunday, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Listen and connect with LaTanya as she helps you personalize your faith to unleash your supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities. With powerful discussions on how you can fearlessly face the truth, boldly overcome the negativity, dynamically stir up your supernatural abilities, and so much more. Visit her website at effectiveliving-llc.com to sign up for emails, to learn more about upcoming challenges, coaching programs, book releases, and more. Be sure to tune in to be empowered and encouraged to personalize your faith.
Are you looking for someone to inspire, motivate, and encourage with a keep it real and humorous transparency at your next event? Well, look no further. Jennifer Foxworthy is an award-winning motivational speaker that offers all of that and more. Jennifer is the CEO of Inspirationally Speaking and the published author of the powerful book, Tomorrow My Sunshine Will Come, Memoirs of Women Who Survived Domestic Violence. Contact Jennifer today. Visit her website, www.inspirationallyspeaking.com.
Inspiring Christian authors to be authors. This is Pearly Gates Publishing. Publishing and promoting Christian literature by authors who empower, inspire, and educate. Named one of Amazon's best-selling publishers, PGP and its CEO, Angela Edwards, work one-on-one to ensure your best work. From editing and formatting, personalized cover art, Amazon starter packages, worldwide distribution, and so much more. Get started today with Pearly Gates Publishing by contacting them at 832-819-3970. That's 832-819-3970. Or go to their website at www.pearlygatespublishing.com. Write that book, the one the world has been waiting on.
To each of our sponsors that help contribute to iBloom Radio and the mission of feeding the families and building the iBloom scholarships through your contributions, we're able to do that. And I am working on this next school year giving out two scholarships in my local area. And last year was able to give one to the international down in India, nonprofit organization, and the founder and CEO, Chris Meadows, has sponsored and celebrated 2 years through the partnerships and the sponsorships, was able to give that contribution. So I am just so blessed to be able to do that with your help. Tonight we are speaking with Deirdre Washington, and she is sharing with us, get out your notebooks, get your pens, and take notes. If you have any questions or anything like that, she will give you information how to contact her and reach out to her to ask those questions. Deirdre, share with us really, you know, the tips and the tricks of using secure and building. How, you know, really, how all did this, I mean, you kind of touched a little bit on it, but how did it all really start for you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I have triplets. And they are now 10 years old. And at the time, I was working in corporate America. I worked for United Airlines. And back in 2011, my job basically moved from Chicago to Houston. And at the time, the triplets were just about to turn four, and I wasn't going to relocate having such small children and didn't have any family around to help with them. So I actually took early retirement. And so at that point, my husband was saying, you know, it wasn't economically feasible for me to work outside the home because daycare for them would have been over $2,000 a month. So we put our heads together, and I actually started my own business. I actually started with greeting cards. And that came about because I'm really big on inspirational writing. It's probably the best medium in which I express myself. And it's a means for me to kind of leave a piece of myself and encourage people at the same time. So I started with doing inspirational bookmarks and greeting cards. But the problem is that did not generate enough revenue for me. The greeting cards kind of phased into doing events. So I went from greeting cards to event planning, because as I looked around at a lot of the events that I was vending at, I just didn't feel they were being run very professionally, or there was no communication, or there was just little things I felt that could have been done better to make the events more profitable and more pleasurable for everyone. So I kind of morphed into event planning, but there was still a piece missing because I was still having what I call the Florence Nightingale syndrome, where I was trying to please everybody. And it was really, really hard for me for someone to not be happy with whatever reason, because in my mind, everybody should be happy. So it was a hard pill to swallow when I realized you can't please everybody. And so I needed to understand why I felt the way that I did. I needed to understand why I had the need to fix people. And so in order to do that, I got my certification to become a life coach, because I needed to understand me. I needed to understand why I thought the way that I did. And I think the biggest thing that came out for me was feeling like a failure. And when people look at my life and all that I've accomplished, you know, I'm the mom of four beautiful children. I have triplets. You know, I've run a successful business. I have 2 degrees. People look at my life and go, how could you possibly think that? But I realized that for over 40 years, I felt like nothing I did was good enough. I didn't feel like I was a very beautiful person. I didn't feel desirable. I was just not happy. And so I needed to understand why I felt that way. In order for me to better serve people and to be able to better help them, I needed to understand me. So all of this morphed into me becoming a certified life coach and basically going, okay, now that I am a certified life coach, how can I use my gift of wanting to help people with what I know, which was numbers, because that's what I had done for over 25 years. I'd been an accountant. I'd crunch numbers in some shape, form, or fashion. So what I have chosen to do now is I have combined life coaching with numbers, with finance, and I guide people along the way. I guide women along the way to balance their life and to be themselves while helping them get on track financially. Now, when I say financially, I'm not talking about investments and 401ks and all that. I'm talking about basic everyday living, because that's what I know. I'm talking about budgets and savings and trying to build a business on a budget and feeding your family. Those are the things that I specialize in, because those are the things that get overlooked on a day-to-day basis. How do I save? How can I make this dollar stretch? But I do it on a real everyday basis, because at one point in time, I was feeding 7 people off of 1 income. And so now I have kind of mastered that with the tips and the tricks to help other women do that. So it's the life coaching of being who you were created to be, not trying to keep up with the Joneses and serving caviar every night, but finding a way to make those 2 pounds of ground beef stretch while you're trying to build the business of your dreams.
Yes, and to 7 people, 1 income. I mean, we have been, you know, just the 3 of us on 1 income past 6 years, almost 7 years. So, and strategically, you know, this is where, you know, God's discernment and wisdom comes into play, and really, you know, strategically. And how to, you know, take what you have, every little resource that he's given you, and how it expands and how you can get so much more out of it than this is how, you know, this company, they're all about fresh, and they want the absolute best for people to purchase. But it saddens me that, you know, somebody could use that. To a church, we can give it to the city, you know, and make the city beautiful, make it. But I understand that you have to have certain write-offs and stuff. Just some tips, and that's amazing. 7 people on 1 income. How did you do that?
Well, it starts with, first of all, you have to pray. That is the first and the foremost thing that I would tell anybody to do. When you're lost, when you don't know which way to turn, when all else fails, you pray. And what I mean by that is you ask for guidance as to what you should do. And believe it or not, when you sit still and when you just focus on what he would tell you to do, he will start to allow you to see things in a light that you never saw before. Another thing, and this was a hard lesson for me to learn, is sometimes you have to give up what you love in order to have the life that you want to live. So in today's world, we live in a very instant society, and unfortunately, it's a very I want to be like the Joneses type society. So whatever, you know, your neighbor may have, you know, people tend to want that, not realizing how the neighbor may have had it. So if the neighbor's got a fancy car, I need to get a fancy car, not realizing what the neighbor may have done to get that. So what my focus is to just help you be present and blessed with what you have, to open up the doors of opportunity so that you can have some of the things that you want later on in life. So sometimes you have to give up the things that you love in order to live the life that you want. And so I'm going to go into a couple tips. And like I said, the first one is to pray, to just be still, to ask for guidance, and to let his will be done in your life and not what you want. Because sometimes what we want is not what he has for us. And the more I try to get in line with what I want, I'm trying to control the situation, which means I'm telling him I know better than you. So you have to ask for his will to be done in your life. Doors of opportunity will start to open. So the first thing, my first tip is you already have resources at your fingertips. Look around the house, see what you have that you're not using, and sell it. If you have 7 different tablets sitting around the house and you're not using them, sell it. You have to decide, is saving money for that vacation more important, or those tablets that you have sitting around the house? Your kids' toys, your kids' clothes, whatever is sitting around the house, number one, a cluttered house is a cluttered mind. So if you get rid of some of the stuff that you have, sell it. You can sell it on eBay. You can sell it on Facebook. Some people have done Craigslist. I'm personally not a fan of Craigslist due to security reasons, because I'm really big on security. But sell what you have around the house. I have done a ton on eBay. And so, you know, if you want some tips and tricks on, you know, how to get around eBay, I'd be willing to help you with that. You could email me. But sell what you have. Look around what you have, clothes that you've outgrown. If you have something you haven't worn in 5 years, sell it. Pick a price, Google whatever. You know, if it's a dress, $10. Even if you sell it on eBay and after shipping and all that, you get $8 for it. Guess what? It's $8 more than what you had. So that would be my first tip, is look around, look and see what you have around the house. If you're not using it, sell it. You can also donate it and get the tax write-off. But if you're talking about getting cash in hand, take your children's clothes to Once Upon a Child if there's one in your area. There's a Plato's Closet. They take teens' clothes. But sell what you have in the house. You're not only getting rid of it, you're freeing up your space and your mind. You're also being a blessing to someone else. My second tip is start shopping with coupons and for sales. So one of the things that I used to do when we lived in the Chicago area is there was a Menards. Menards has the Sunday paper on Saturday for a dollar. I would go buy 20 papers, which meant I got 20 sets of coupons. I would only buy what was on sale and what I had a coupon for. If I didn't have a coupon for it and if it wasn't on sale, I didn't buy it. So that means, you know, over the course of time, yes, you may be buying 15 boxes of cereal, but depending on how many kids are in your house or depending on how many people you're feeding, that 15 boxes could last you 2 to 3 months. So start couponing, start you know, shopping sales. If you're not, if brand name is not important to you, maybe check the dollar store and see if you can get some of your $5 or $6 bath shower gel, get it at the dollar store for a dollar. So you have to start being economical and decide what is important to you. Is it having this $300 pair of shoes when you know that $300 can go toward something else, or to maybe put that toward a family vacation? I am at the stage in my life where it's more about the experience to me, not so much about having expensive things. So if saving for a vacation is going to bring rest and relaxation and peace to my family, I would rather do that than spend $200 eating out. The other thing you can do is look at your household expenses. This is a really, 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 really big one. Look at your household expenses. Take a time to sit down and go through your bank account, go through your credit card statements, write down everything that you have spent over the past month. Be honest about it, be upfront about it, and be real. If you have a spouse or a partner and you guys share the financial responsibilities, do it together. That way you're both on the same page, you both know what goals you're working toward, and that's the other thing is you have to set goals together and you have to work toward them together. Because as he said, where two or more gathered in my name, there I am. So this becomes a team effort. You do it together. So look at your household expenses. This is a really, really, really big one for me, and it's cell phone insurance. Okay, I had a client, and we had a long discussion about cell phone insurance. And to give you a prime example, and I'll use me as an example. Okay, I've been on an iPhone for years, and when I first got it, I think I was with Sprint, and the insurance was $7 a month, or $7.99, so I'll just say $8 a month, okay? So the deductible on a iPhone, if something happened to it, was $150. So I'm paying you $8 a month, and then I still have a deductible of $150. You're only going to give me a refurbished phone. You're not even going to give me a brand-new phone. You're giving me a refurbished phone. So now over the course of the year, 8 times 12 is 96. So I've paid you $96, and I'm just going to round up to 100 just for easy math in my head. So if something happens to my phone after a year, I'm paying out $250 to get a refurbished phone back, but there's no guarantee how long that phone is going to last. So in my mind, from my perspective, I do not do cell phone insurance because it's not worth it, whereas I've paid you out $250 after a year when I could have just went and got some, either another plan or just got some little cheapy free phone to hold me over until whenever. So take a look at your household finances. Where can you cut back? If you're spending $300 a month eating out per month, set a budget of only eating out $50 per month. If you start coupon shopping and let's say your normal grocery bill is $300, if with coupons and sales you can cut that in half to $150, put that other $150 on a bill to pay down, or put it in a savings account, or put it up somewhere that in case there's an emergency, you have some funds. But I guarantee you, if you look at your household budget, you have room, a lot of wiggle room in there. You know, maybe I'm really big because I have triplets. I don't buy name brand clothes for them because they're going to outgrow it before they tear it up. Maybe on a special occasion I will, but for the most part it's, okay, where can I get the magnitude of clothes for them without spending a whole lot of money because they need clothes? So take a look at your household budget, see where you can cut back. The other thing I would say is start getting creative with your cooking and your meal planning. Being a family of seven, I could make a pound of ground beef stretch between seven people if I did tacos and probably get 2 days worth of meals out of it. So what I would do is instead of using just base ground beef for my tacos, I'd add in onions and peppers and corns and beans and just whatever as filler stuff, because now they're getting their vegetables in there. They're also getting fuller, so they're not eating as much just off of ground beef. Start being creative with your cooking. Another tip I give is look and see what's in your pantry. Don't just go to the grocery store to shop for one specific meal. Look and see what's in your pantry. I have created some of my best meals by simply looking and seeing what's in the pantry. I would Google the ingredients. So let's say I came up with this. I cooked this pasta and sausage dish that everybody loves, and all I did was Google sausage and pasta and came up with this amazing recipe, and I had all the ingredients in the house. So instead of running out to the store every single day to buy, which can tend to be more expensive, look and see what you have and make a meal off of what you already have in the house. Use filler ingredients to add like peppers and onions to your sauces to kind of make that stretch a little bit. Let me see what else. Oh, this is a big one. This was a really hard one for me, but I have found this to be the most rewarding, and that is giving to be a blessing and receiving to be a blessing. So when you're trying, whether you're trying to start your own business or get out of debt in the case of some people, or trying to start a business or whatever it is you're trying to do, or you're trying to come up resources, believe it or not, giving is one of the best ways to receive a blessing. And it's when you give from the heart and you give, whether it's through your tithes, your offering, your time, God sees that. And that is rewarded. And I know sometimes it is so hard to give that offering because you're thinking, I got this last $50 and it's got to last me 2 weeks. I cannot tell you how many times I was down to my last dime and I gave my offering and it came back to me tenfold. So I'll give you a good example. One day, the kids and I and my husband were coming, we were walking to the car from the grocery store. There was a couple ahead of us, and they were kind of rude because we had the kids, and they wanted to hurry up and get around us. And they walked down. They were on the same aisle as our car, but they walked down a different. My husband was in front of me. The kids were in front of me. I was the last person. And I looked down, and there was a wad of cash on the ground. I picked it up. I'm thinking it's just $20 because that's just what was on the outside. I pick it up, and it felt pretty thick. And I go to count it. It was $145 in cash. The first thing I did was I prayed and said, Father God, what should I do with this? I was given the direction to put half an offering and the other half to pay a bill. That week, I got a check for $100 in the mail because I was obedient to what he told me to do. I also gave without being selfish and spending that money on something else. And I also followed what he told me to do. So you have to give to be blessed, but you also have to be able to receive. And this is another hard one for people. They don't know how to receive. A lot of times what we don't understand, in order to be blessed, we have to be a blessing to someone else. So when someone offers to help you, whether it's to buy you a cup of coffee, whether it's to buy your book or to sponsor you or to cut your grass or to carry your groceries, those are ways they're being sent to be a blessing to you. So you allow people to be a blessing to you so that they can be blessed and you are blessed in return, because it's all a big circle. God has put each one of us on this earth to help one another. And so that allows you to be a blessing to them and they can be a blessing to you. So you have to give to be a blessing. You have to receive to be a blessing. Another tip I want to give you is shopping from a list. Instead of just being willy-nilly and going to the grocery store and shopping kind of blindly without knowing what you're going to buy, make a list. Create a shopping list and try to plan your meals so that whatever that main meat is or whatever that main portion of your meal is going to be, so you can get two sets of meals out of it. So, for example, if I do chicken tacos, that same meat is going to be tacos one night, and then the next night I may do quesadillas with it. So I've stretched that main portion of the meat into a couple different meals. If there's any left over, it goes in the freezer. And now on a day where we have an exceptionally long day, I can just take that out the freezer before we leave. When I come back, I know I don't have to worry about trying to stop at the store for something quick to eat. I already have something prepared. Along the same lines, I will tell one of my biggest suggestions is to slow cook. I'm a huge, 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 huge fan of slow cooking because being the mom of triplets and working from home, when you're in the kitchen cooking, as a mom, you know that's always where your children want to be around your legs. So I started slow cooking. And I would pretty much slow cook anything, including ribs. Slow cooking saves you time. It saves you from stopping at the store. So if you've had a long day at work, instead of you hitting a window and spending $30, $40, $50 at McDonald's or Popeyes, you have a meal waiting for you when you come home. A lot of the slow cookers have timers on them. Set it to slow cook so that when you walk in the door, you have something prepared and ready to go. If you don't want to do it while you're gone, maybe let it cook while you're, sleeping overnight if you don't mind the smell of the food cooking. But I would say slow cooking is also a huge money saver so that you're not spending money out of the window. You're not stopping at a grocery store and just impulse buying because you haven't been fully prepared. Another thing is check your local dollar store for a refrigerated section. This has been huge for me. Because we have found some of our best food items at the dollar store, believe it or not. Not all Dollar Trees have a refrigerated section, but our Dollar Tree does. So there is sausage that my kids absolutely love, and it only costs a dollar. So there are times where I've created a whole meal for $10 that has fed five people, all because I shopped in the dollar store. So check your local Dollar Tree if you have one, your local dollar store, see if there's a refrigerated section. Start experimenting with some of the foods that are in there to kind of help save on your budget as well. And my final tip is, as you are going through paying down your debt with some of these tips that I've given you, as you pay down that bill, your mind thinks, "Phew, I paid that off." What you want to do is take the amount of money that you just paid off. So let's say you had a bill that was $50 a month. Once you pay off that bill that was $50 a month, you want to roll that $50 to the next bill. So don't just think, "Phew, this bill is gone. Now I can, splurge on this money." No, you take that $50 and you roll it to the next bill so that you can now pay down that bill. So if the second bill is $75, now you have $125 that you're paying on this one bill. And then when that bill is gone, you roll that $125 to the third bill and so on. It's called the snowball payment method. That way you can pay down your debt. That's actually how you pay down your debt faster. It's you keep rolling that money over to the next bill until it's all paid off and gone. These are just some of the quick tips that I have. I could go into way more detail about this. But what I will tell you, and I know I'll probably go through this again at the end, if you have any questions, you are more than welcome to visit my website, which is beveryunique.com. That's www.beveryunique.com. Or drop me an email at deidra@beveryunique.com. That's deidra at beveryunique.com. And so those are just some of the quick tips, Ladima, that I have on basically everyday finances to help you save money and to kind of, find ways to fund your vacation or pay down debt or start your business.
And, what you have given us is some great nuggets. Sell what you have. If you haven't used it, my rule is if you haven't used it in a year, you ain't going to, so you might as well get rid of it. And Deirdre even said, sow into people's lives. Even if you think that, you know, well, I can't get no money out of that, somebody can use it. I gave, we had some stuff on our front porch. We did some spring cleaning, decluttering last year. So, you know, God's got me in this whole, you know, thing of getting things out of my life that really just serves me no purpose, but it's a blessing for somebody else. So I called our local, we have a mission place that has a store, a thrift store, and I called them, and they came out and picked this stuff up for free. I'm a true believer in sowing your way out of debt, whether it is your time, your gifts, your talents, just things that you have laying around the house that maybe you don't even have time to sell it, but somebody needs that. Somebody needs it. They've been looking for it. And, you know, God gives us things, and it's not for us to hoard. It's for us to be a blessing to others. And sales, coupons. I always, you know, I'm a big, big, you know, I'm not one of those big-time couponers like I see a lot of people, my friends and stuff, they go and do massive couponing. But I do use, you know, whatever's on sale. And my husband told me, because I ended up, my pantry was looking like a food pantry because I had so much in it. When I grew up in my mom always thinking that we didn't have enough. So whenever she seen something on sale, she would buy two or three of them. I picked up that habit, and excuse me, me and my husband 1 year cleaned out our pantry, and it turned out that a lot of my food expired, and I threw away almost two trash bags full of stuff. And I vowed from that day forward, I will not buy anything that I do not need. And so my husband, we sat down and we went over some things, and he said, okay, every 2 weeks we will go to the grocery store. We can last with what we have for 2 weeks. We'll buy enough for 2 weeks, so every 2 weeks we go to the grocery store. Meal planning is, you know, I've been really working on that really hard at the beginning of this year, and God strategically was showing me, you know, time is money and money is time. And if you meal plan, and I'm, you know, packing my husband's lunch and I'm fixing dinners for us because we are just so busy, and it's easy for us to just go through a drive-through and pick something up or whatever. So God showed me, plan your meals. Do not, you know, take 2 days out of the week. Sunday, I prep, you know, enough to get us through until Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, I prep enough for, you know, us to get us through the rest of the week until Sunday. So, and, you know, strategically showed me how to ice beans, you know, add those, like you were saying, add things to make it stretch, you know, your peppers and onions and stuff. My kids are very picky. One of them likes peppers, the other one doesn't. One likes onions, the other one doesn't. So, but I've learned how to make things and then just add to it and make it stretch. You know, rice is huge, and getting, you know, healthy. We've been doing smoothies, and I actually found out that really instead of having breakfast and lunch, doing a smoothie for my husband and I, now my daughter, I can't get her to really, she's the finicky one, I can't really get her to get a whole lot of vegetables and fruits. But it actually was saving us money to do a smoothie, those, for me, two times a day, and for my husband at least. Plus he's getting all the nutrients and everything. So you just got to sit down and take the time, plan everything out. Deirdre said, set goals together. Go over a whole month of spending. I only use my debit card. I don't put no cash in my wallet because cash just burns up. It's gone. But if I use a debit card, I have a record of everything that I'm spending my money on. So I can go back in that month's time and say, okay, I can cut this back. I can cut that back. Cable bill. I know that you didn't mention that, but for us, it was huge. So we cut down our cable bill to the basic necessity, and we do have a couple of handheld devices, and my daughter, she uses hers a lot. So it was cheaper for us to get Netflix, and so she could watch, you know, Absolutely. What she wanted to watch than it was to, you know, to have that. The Fire Sticks, the Amazon Fire Sticks, you know, that's another thing that we're looking into to actually eliminate the cable bill altogether and just have a one-time fee of a Fire Stick. So, you know, look and like first and foremost, seek the kingdom of God. Ask. Seek God. Ask Him. Show me. Give me your wisdom.
Right.
Show me. Reveal to me. How can I cut this money? How can I be a better steward with what you give me, Lord, so I can be a blessing? Because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be a blessing. And how are you going to be a blessing? You have to give and receive. Give and receive. That's how it works. That's how it operates. And that's how Deirdre, with his seven-member family, is able to live off of one income. And I know... you know, we just think that we have to have. This is our number one question in our household. Is it a want or is it a need? You know, you can want everything, but if it's a need, then your needs, God will meet your needs. He's not going to meet all your wants, but He's going to meet all your needs, He said. So we always ask, now, is that something that we want or is it something that we really need? And don't be an impulse shopper, because that's where it gets you every single time. You see something and you instantly buy it, and then before you know it, you have regret and remorse. Why did I do that? Because I really needed to use that money, and the snowball. Dave Ramsey, God put me on in his Facebook group page for a year, and I watched everybody, and I learned about how to really, you know, cut down on debt and how to, you know, and we've cut down a lot of debt in the last 2 years. But, you know, I want to be debt-free. I want my husband to retire from his factory job that he's worked for 23 years. I've been believing God that God is going to get him out of there. It's been a huge blessing to our family because, you know, the schooling, the finances, the income and everything. But his passion and his love is music and fitness. And he's just now certified as a personal trainer, and he's been walking in that since September of last year. And he's a guitar teacher, and he teaches these kids and older men and women. And that's who God created him to be. But a lot of times, you know, we have to endure, and we have to, you know, take up our cross and put in the time and do, you know, with my husband working that job, I was able to stay home and be that at-home mom for the last 26 years. You know, I've been able to stay home and watch my children and be a part of their lives. So it's been a huge, huge blessing. And just like you said, Deirdre, you know, I'd rather spend time with my family and relax and have memories and than to just go buy a bunch of stuff. You know, that stuff will be here, be there, but memories last forever, and that's something it's so precious, and you can cherish that. So, again, if you would tell people how they can reach out to you to get more information, to get more direction, if they have any questions or comments or concerns or anything like that, how can they reach you?
Absolutely, Ladima. So you can visit my website, which is beveryunique.com. That's beveryunique.com. Or you can drop me an email at Deidre, Deidrea, at beveryunique.com. And one of the things that I have recently added to my repertoire, because it's what I know in and out, is I do small business accounting and coaching, where I help small business owners kind of get a grip on their finances. A lot of times small business owners kind of, you know, they're busy, especially if you're an entrepreneur. You're so focused on running your business that you're not taking the deductions that you need to take, or you're not capturing your expenses the way you need to. So basically, you're kind of leaving a lot of money on the table. So along with your small business accounting and coaching, I've also picked up small business accounting clients, where I can also provide the coaching, or I can also do personal finance coaching as well, helping you get on a budget, helping you to look at your expenses and seeing where you can cut back. Because one of the things you have to do is you have to stay in your lane. And if numbers is not your thing, don't force yourself to try to understand them. Get some help. It's okay to invest in yourself if that investment is going to pay off tenfold, where it will help you get out of debt. It will help you be a blessing. It will help you learn, okay, this is where I can cut back so I can sow a seed in this area. So once again, it's Deidre@BeVeryUnique.com. That's the email. Or you can visit my website at www.BeVaryUnique.com.
Awesome. And is there any, I mean, we got about 4.5 minutes. So is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners tonight? Anything that's coming up that you're doing? Just some last minute thoughts or anything?
Well, you know, first of all, once again, I just have to express my extreme thanks to you for allowing me to come on and for just being patient as we work through the technical issues that we're having tonight due to weather on both of our ends. But I also want to leave with your listeners, God created you with a purpose in mind. I've had somebody say, you know, how do you know that? I know that there was a purpose placed on your life before you ever came into this world. I don't ever want you to let anybody think you are less than the amazing person that he created you to be. Each and every one of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, you have a distinct gift. You have unique traits and features that were given to you to be a blessing to someone else. Please do not take those gifts and those blessings to the grave with you. Please use them to bless somebody else's life. Anoint somebody else with your talents, with your gifts. Share with them. That is why you were giving them. So that think that's probably the biggest thing that I want to leave with your listeners is just to let each and every one of you know how amazing you are. And whether I get to hear from you through an email or you visit me on my Facebook page or you follow me or whatever, I want you to know that I love you for who you are, and I love you because you're a child of God and you're with us tonight. So I am here to support you in any way that I can. Once again, you have my contact information. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram or Pinterest. I'm there under all of them. And once again, Ladima, thank you so much for allowing me to share with you this evening.
Oh, well, thank you, Deirdre, for being one, obedient, and reaching out to me to want to come on and be a guest. And you know, I never, ever since God, you know, placed iBloom Radio in my life over 2 years ago, I never questioned the people of God that he brings into my life and how he, again, strategically wants them to come on and share what he's done or doing within their lives to help impact the lives that he has tuning in to the show. You know, you just never know how God is going to use it. It is injustice. And in women of God, if you're not using your gifts and your talents that God has given you, God reminded me, you know, this message that he placed on my heart, if you're not sharing who I've created you to be, uniquely and wonderfully made, then people are going to be lost. And those people will never come to know who and how great God is without us revealing to them who he really is in our life. So I'm leaving it on that note. And next week is Memorial Weekend. You all have a wonderful, blessed time with your family. Thank each and every woman and man that has served for our great country. Thank you, Deirdre Benson, for coming on and sharing your gifts, your talents, your wisdom that God has imparted into you. We will be back here in June, the first Monday in June. So come back and join us then for some more of Blooming God's People right here on iBloom Radio. You all have a wonderful, blessed week, a blessed night, and thank you again for tuning in to iBloom Radio, Blooming God's People, and you have just been a blessing to me, and I hope and I pray, I know that this has blessed you. So have a wonderful, blessed week. We'll be back here in 2 weeks, same time, Monday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, with another guest revealing and sharing what God is doing within her life. She is an amazing woman of God. So please tune back in 2 weeks. You all have a wonderful and blessed night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
stay connected with Ladima Burns. Go to her website at www.ladimaburns.net. At the I Bloom Movement radio page, submit your information and receive the I Bloom newsletter to stay informed regarding all ministry updates and events. Also, stay connected to Ladima personally on Facebook and her Twitter page to see who and what is coming in the following weeks. Thank you for listening to the I Bloom Radio. Meet us here next week, same day and same time. Get ready to bloom.